Yesterday.
Okay, start up for our June 1st meeting. We're going to accept the minutes for the May 4th Town Board Monthly Meeting, May 19th Town Committee Meetings. And we need a motion.
Motion
by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. Okay, resolutions. First one we got is 52-2021 amendment for resolutions 46-2021. Whereas the Town of Castle passed a resolution 46-21 appointing Fred Pump as a part-time building inspector and code enforcement officer. And whereas code enforcement officer is a civil service position to which require testing. So therefore we, the Castle Town Board, hereby amend resolution 46-2021 appointing Fred Pump as a part-time building inspector effective June 1st, 2021 at the rate of $12.50 an hour.
Motion
by Patrick?
Second.
Seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Okay, next one up we have is declaring miscellaneous lawn equipment surplus property. Whereas the Town of Castle Cemetery and Highway have miscellaneous lawn equipment no longer serviceable, so there. For a week, the Castle Town Board hereby declare this lawn equipment as surplus property and authorize the Highway Department online bid of the said equipment.
Motion
by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Next one we have is the appointment of Glenn Nasario as a part-time fire inspector. Whereas the code office enforcement is no longer outsourced beginning June 1st, 2021, and whereas the town board wishes to hire Lenny Nasario as a part-time fire inspector, so therefore we, the Castle Town Board hereby approves the hiring of Lenny Nasario as a part-time fire inspector effective June 1st, 2021 at the rate of pay of $25 per hour.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Just a bit. Could you change up the per diem or any questions?
You can put part-time slash per diem. I mean, I think it's kind of the...
Just because he's not enrolled, because he's gone for the month of July, I just think per diem would make more sense than...
What if any conversation on that, or...
That's fine.
Would you want to switch it to per diem?
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
He's gone in November, or he's gone...
He leaves, I believe, in December. Maybe they stay into the Christmas season here in the Castile Green County area, and then definitely they go to Vero Beach for 3 months or so in the winter. So he'll be out for at least 4 months. And then he's going on vacation for the month of July. Yeah. So if you want to make it per diem versus part time,
I just like it as per diem at the best of the code office.
Still at an hourly rate, though, right?
Yeah, per diem. Okay.
Any further discussion? Okay, I don't think it's a big difference either. But so we got a motion on the floor still on that, or are we? Patrick's first. Who seconded that motion?
Paul. Paul and Don.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Correspondence, Green County Resolution 129-21, awarding bids for the purchase of the Materials Highway Department. One of the other one they got is 130-21, awarding bids for washed and screened crushed stone. 139-21, authorizing the distribution of mortgage tax to Catskill, which was a nice hit for Catskill, which was $155,324, which is just shy of our annual budget on the mortgage tax. So that was I don't know if it was a surprise at all, but real estate's been going good and mortgages have been going well for the county, so that's a good number for us here in the town of Catskill. Next, Green County Highway Department Hazardous Collection Waste Day scheduled for July 31st. It's going to be from 7:30 in the morning to 11:30, and it's at 67 Scott Road in the town of Athens, which is Scott Lane, which is just off 9W north of Schoharie Turnpike. I just got this correspondence today. Apparently Liz did as well. It's Green County initiates a broadband cellular survey to identify households and businesses without access to the fiber or coaxial broadband service. I mean, that's an important item that we, just for people that are coming up telecommuting and working from home and all the above. So I think they have a company out of Penfield, which survey through for him. And that's it on the correspondence. So, Travis, the next thing on our agenda is the Leeds Jefferson Heights Sewer District, and we got Travis from Delaware Engineering.
How many years have we been doing this at this point?
One or two.
Well, that's good.
A few amendments and two things to put in response.
Well, the good thing is that we can see the finish line at this point and try and get some things in place to be able to get us there. A couple weeks ago, Hunt sent down some correspondence to you guys with some attachments with it. I'm going to kind of walk through those things tonight. Some items that need to be processed in order to get the budget where it needs to be able to go to long-term funding for the project. So I'll start out with a Delaware contract amendment. This one's fairly lengthy. Do you guys have copies of that?
This one.
In front of you? No, this is...
It's this one.
That's that one.
That's the one that Jeremy doesn't like us to print something.
Yep. This has everything in it from our project from the beginning, and any amendments get added to it. If you take a look at page 8 and 9, page 8 and 9 gets you the current amendment, April 2021. There's some administrative services and project closeout and municipal solutions for the fiscal piece of it gets rolled into ours as well. The total on that is $89,000. Let me just pause for a second. I need to back up and we'll look at big picture first. So the project as a whole ran up against the funding limit of what the initial borrowing was for the project. The town has taken two bands at this point to increase the project funding in order to cover the additional pieces that were added in. We're at that point again. We're up against that funding limit. We need to do some additional borrowing here as well to get us to a point to have everything covered with the project. And then we're going to roll over all of those additional funds into our long-term 0% interest loan through EFC once we go long-term. So all the costs that I'm talking about tonight will go rolled into long-term. EFC has put aside the money that we're talking about here tonight. They've already set aside that money for this project, so that's there to get covered when it goes long-term. So this is a short-term piece to get us to when EFC is ready to go long-term, which is where we're anticipating, like November of this year is when they're going to go long-term.
Are we still under the amount that we originally?
No, we've increased the total borrowing for the project two times. This is going to be the third time that we increased, third and final time that we increased the borrowing for the project. The original was 13.4, I think. We're at 14.1 currently. We're going to go to 14.350 as a whole for the project. That does not take into account the $3+ million grant that gets applied to the project as well, and that comes right off the top. Yep. So, all right, back into the weeds a little bit. One of the amendments is for Delaware Engineering. That covers all the closeout stuff that we're currently dealing with now. Coordination with EFC, Municipal Solutions for their fiscal coordination is included in our piece too. So I'm looking for a motion from the board for approval for a contract amendment for Delaware Engineering for $89,000. And I can do these in parts and pieces. I don't know if you want to have to go through all of them and then come back through and make decisions on stuff, or how you want me to handle it.
Let's roll through it. Let's roll through
it. Go through it, circle back.
And then we'll circle back to work on it.
Certainly.
Is that okay, Jerry?
Yeah, so you're circle back.
Well, that way you get a picture of, you know,
I'll only use it once. The second piece is a change order for Louisi. Their increase is $111,000, $534.59. That is for overages for their contract. There's back actually, the additional parts and pieces that they did work for.
Is that on the second page? So
that would be an easy change order number 8, and there should be a packet that goes with that as well.
Okay, thank you.
There was one here that I had a question about, the tree.
That was the tree.
That seems like an awful amount of money to move trees.
It's not. That's not the only thing that's in there. There's a whole lot of other stuff in there too. Was there a specific piece that you were looking at, or the dollar amount associated with it?
Relocate trees. Easy Brothers.
So
that was.
That should be a planting.
The purchase order is 16017, but that was $3,600 to relocate.
So that's the planting of the trees themselves. That's not the, that shouldn't be the relocation.
Yeah, then because then if the invoice was 10/23/2020.
Yes, spruce wood reinstalled mulch rings under the $3,600. I know the grand scheme thing, you know, the amount, the total amount of this project, $3,600 is nothing, but that to me seems like a lot.
Yep.
To plant trees.
You need to figure.
Yeah, but
we have to figure.
And the location of where they planted these trees has been a question. I wrote it down when I saw where they planted it, right on top of the sewer line.
Yep. Yep.
Doesn't make sense.
If it's something you guys want me to pursue, I certainly can.
And, you know, here at Millpaw, you know, that was never closed out upstairs. So Louisiana notified, they're connected. They think it's good.
I think we got that under control as far as.
Yeah,
that the apartments in the back, I mean, they've been under the radar for a while. Which, you know, we're trying to, you know, go at this punch list of a little bit who's hooked up, who's not hooked up. And, we're discovering, I mean, right now we've got, you know, not, again, that's not totally in the topic for here, but, you know, we've got.
Well, kind of is, because we know that Louisiana.
We've got 24 open permits, and then we have a certain amount that we're realizing that are hooked up that we haven't had permits.
Yeah. Which. We need to dedicate some time on that and go through and update the list for the town. And I know you guys have been sending us some things, and we could certainly do that. I personally have not been able to tackle that yet, but I can go through them.
Yeah.
And Elliot's looking for an updated list.
Yeah, I've done, you know, quite a bit of legwork with it and with our new code officer. So I think, you know, if you give me a little time, I can actually update the list even before it goes to you.
Sure.
Because I got quite a, you know, I've got a few that I think we captured as the ones that weren't, you know, that were really maybe hooked up through Louisi through the project.
Yep.
And it's just important on all levels.
And we know the ones that Louisi actually hooked up because we were there doing the inspection piece for that. So that's a part that we need to go through and update that list for you guys.
Okay.
There's always the chance that somebody just goes and connects up to something and doesn't file a permit, they just go and do it.
Right.
So you're always going to run a risk of doing that, given how many users you have in the community potentially being hooked up to it. But I think they're probably few and far between.
That's how this really snowballed.
It's a small town.
It's, you know,
people see things and they call and.
Fair enough. See things, and you go get a cup of coffee
fair
on
enough.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And
well, there was
when it's quiet.
There was one when we were over on Park Lane doing checking on something that was an open permit over there, and the gentleman happened to walk out, so I was able to talk to him at that time. He had opened the permit, never closed it, but he said he was hooked up to it. So, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, certainly. Okay. Big picture of Louisi, that's the change order that they have in front of us. There's a change order that you don't have in front of you that I need to get to you. That is for J squared. That is for a reduction in cost. There was an allowance for the wastewater treatment plant that they did not use, $8,800. That comes back. So I need to process that when we get it down to you. We can, because it's a reduction in cost, it's something they haven't used, if we make an approval on that tonight, that way you're authorized to sign it when I get it down to you.
The works is J squared.
That's a J squared negative change order for $8,800.
So down under the lease, we're increasing that by $111,000.
Correct.
So,
yep. $111,534.59 to be exact. So as I talked in the beginning, we need to increase the project funding to get us to the point where we can pay all of these things. In talking with bond council, talking with Municipal Solutions, their recommendation is to not be right on the dollar when you go to increase your borrowing right now. Give yourself some room in case something pops up that you're not thinking about. And somebody says, oh, what about this? We thought we could get reimbursed for this piece. As part of this letter here, this is the borrowing limit for the project. There was a spreadsheet attached with that. That on the lower right hand side of that is some funded contingency that we want to add in here. So the items that we talked about here, J squared is reduction, Delaware's change, Louise's change, those things add up to $190,944.85. With the additional contingency of $59,055.15, that puts us at $250,000 even. In talking with Municipal Solutions Bond Council, they feel that that's a safe enough number to go in with for a long-term closing, that we don't have to go through this process again. That's what they're recommending at this point. So,
right, so
big picture, we're looking for the board to make a decision on
$250,000
for additional borrowing for the project, for approval for that as well.
And that's going to give us a $59,000
contingency. Correct. And that gets us the over.
I mean, I'm not concerned, but I really want to make sure that that's a hard number too. Mm-hmm. I mean,
How can we know? Twice we thought it might be.
Well, there's nothing else.
There's nothing on the ground.
Like I just asked Patrick, do we have a private creditors?
We have.
That's built in.
There's.
That's built in that.
Three at the golf course, I believe, and one at the.
For residential,
built in for two additional rentals. Right, to get to that number, correct.
And one okay.
We're building in up to, like, say, a few grinders. And we do have, like, I think, two pump for the pumping station. We got motors or something like
the
that.
The main pump station, you have spare pumps for those that are these are individual grinder pump stations for the residential.
Yeah,
we've got two built into that number that I talked about.
Two additional grinders?
Into that 190,000, there's two additional grinders.
And we know one was going to go in on
South Jefferson.
Yeah, that was a 40
North Jefferson. Jefferson.
North Jefferson, the last house.
But that's good that we have a 15 contingency there because we may have to.
Yep.
I mean, if we had room, I wouldn't mind, you know, maybe having.
Because we also haven't built up the LM for a red chip.
No, we're chipping away at that.
Yeah, I'm not sure where you're at as far as those numbers are.
Well, we're having a lot of pump issues, electrical issues. It's just eating away at that O&M line.
Yep.
Right, and that's what we're doing with the O&M. Even if it's availability to hook to the system, everybody's getting the O&M. I believe that's where we're at now in Casco.
As far as what they're paying in on the
they're
cost.
They're paying the cap, they're paying the O&M. So, if they're hooked up or not.
Correct.
Right, and that's
correct.
We kind of finalized that list a couple of weeks ago.
Yep. So everybody pays the debt service, everybody pays into O&M, and then there's the user fee. Yes. That's the third piece of it. When folks are hooked up, they're paying that part of it.
Correct.
Yep. So do you want me to run back through?
So you're pretty firm on that 250. I know what Dawn says, you can't really.
We're confident that.
Again, there's not any field work being done as far
correct.
As, you know, Louise's not been in town since last summer.
Correct. Nothing else is getting built at this point.
Right.
So no other contractors are spending money that we need to pay those contractors. This is purely get everybody paid that needs to get paid and have enough money there to close the project out and reach a long-term closing.
Right. what's the issue with the pump stations with the overages? I mean, how much time are we going to need to spend on that? You know, over the when the flooding was happening, you remember we were talking about the sump pumps in there, so I don't think there's leakage, but are we at least still tracking that now?
We've got some time built in for that as well. So it's all through EFC, still EFC money at this point.
Okay. Because that's, you know, like I said, I just want to be...
To answer your question, yes, we are still tracking it down. That time is built into to our budget.
Okay. All right. And we just try to keep us in the loop as that goes on, because I want to be on the outside of the of that, and you know, want to be, because of town of Catskills.
We're
paying on that. I want to make sure that, you know, we kind of know where we are.
We were waiting on some rain events to happen. We were out there when one happened, and then it went dry for a long period of time, and then we got rain on a holiday weekend, so it was tough to have somebody babysit manholes during that time. But
we'll see if we have a spike now, though.
Right.
I mean, we should be able to see the spike.
And Zach is sending us that stuff weekly. He's sending us that information, so we're tracking that as we move forward.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, sounds good.
So,
so you want to do these independent for...
Yes, I think we'll need separate motions for each of these things.
So we need a motion for $89,000 to the contract amendment for Delaware Engineering, isn't it?
That's the first one.
Okay, so we need a motion on that.
Motion
by Jared, seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. This is an easy one. J Square, we need a motion for a negative $8,800.
Motion.
That one came up real quick. So Paul Bosberg and seconded by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried on the J Square. Just check me on this. We're looking for a motion for $111,534.59 on the Luizzi Brother. So we're going to need a motion.
Motion
by Jared.
Seconded
by Paul. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? You got it covered in this one?
We got it. Yep. You're good to go. And then the last piece is to increase the project borrowing by $250,000.
Motion by Patrick and seconded by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Okay.
And you hope the final closeout will be in November time?
Yeah, we're trying to have it pulled up before that, but worst case scenario, EFC is still in November.
Are you optimistic?
So with this,
I am finally.
Because I'm here in the EFC, and actually they're still working from home and things of that nature.
They are, but we have monthly meetings with the folks that we're dealing with. We have regularly scheduled monthly meetings. We go through all the projects that we're dealing with them. We're closing out 3 projects currently, and it's the same people that we're dealing with. On top of that, we're talking with them weekly and going over the parts and pieces that we're sending them. They're reviewing it for us and getting back with them the edits so that what it used to be is you would send a package in that you hope you had everything ready to go, and then they'd send it back with all kinds of changes and work and send it back in again, and it was just back and forth. It was headaches. Their new program is fantastic. They're sharing the spreadsheets of all the stuff that they're looking for. We can call them up and they'll set aside time to talk with us and make sure that they're getting what they need here. So we're close.
So with this next increase, what are we at per household now?
It's still below the original. That's shown in that one letter.
$637
per
household.
It's still $300 under what we told them the maximum would be.
Yep.
Well, the maximum would be 900.
It was 940. It was the original number.
So we're still under that.
We're 630. We're still under the state average too, which means that we don't have to go to the comptroller for it.
Yep.
So we're in good shape. Yep. You know, it stinks that you have to get more money and go for stuff at the end here, but overall, it's a project and apply the other grant money to it. You're in a lot better shape than other communities are, certainly. Fingers crossed for November.
That would be nice. I just really would not, you know, I'd rather not be talking this in 2022, but we'll see.
Those are my 30s.
Sunset Boulevard that I...
Yeah, we're in Audrey and... We did a first round with Audrey, and there was a few houses that ended up getting taken out of the district.
So do we have to redo the district, or...
We haven't finalized the district yet, though.
Yeah, we got to do a public hearing adjusted. It's adjusted once. It'll need to be adjusted again.
Okay.
In order to get the final.
And then do we get credit for those houses then?
What do you mean? I'm sorry.
So they were supposed to be hooked up. They didn't get hooked up, right? So that's all part of the project. We get credit for each house that didn't get hooked up.
They come out of the total, so it'll come out of the total what folks are paying in. So you're going to have a little bit
less. No, but we pay...
You're looking for rebate.
Right.
You're saying, say a property owner spent, over the last couple of years, say they spent $1,800 between the whole, you know, is that a rebatable item? From what I understood today, it was...
No, I'm talking about the project that we did.
Yeah, the project.
Right.
We paid Louise to do X amount number of houses, and then...
Yeah, we paid each one on the...
Yeah, then they got paid for per each. It wasn't like a lump sum. You're doing 10 houses, we're paying you for 10 houses. It was if you connect up 3 houses, you're getting paid for 3 houses. If you only connect 9, you're not getting paid for that 10th.
So it's not billable.
It's a per each for that. It wasn't a lump sum. Same thing for all of the pipeline and that. If you short something up, they don't get paid for what you're doing that and going out for it. They only get paid for as far as they went.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, what about all the tracer wire that's supposed to be with the pipe that's not the pipe?
We're finding that on some of the grinders where there's an issue with that.
Makes it very difficult.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was a subcontractor to Louise. I don't know what the answer is for that one.
Not big with that, though.
But it's an observation.
But it's an issue.
It certainly is. I know we had one in that Park Lane area there. They couldn't find it. What did we end up doing for that? Didn't we send, didn't Mike send a snake or something down?
Not sure.
Yeah.
Force main, we can't camera force main. And a lot of that doesn't have trace wire.
You know, force main, those should have ports for it with connections. Okay. Let me come out and take a walk with you, and let's go take a look at some of that stuff. I'd like to see that. Yeah, let's set some time next week. Give me a call. We'll take a look at stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else for me before I look out?
No.
That's it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Travis.
Good to see you.
Anyway, the 11th, we got a meeting with Rachel, I believe.
Yes. Okay. The 11th, any folks that want to come down and take a look at things, EFC is coming down to do their walkthrough on, that's a Friday, correct?
Friday. I think it's
Friday the 11th at 9.
I think it's at 9. But we confirm that. I'm pretty sure it's at 9.
They're going to do their walkthrough of they'll go down to visit the treatment plant. We'll start there, and then we'll probably do a drive-through of the project area. There's not a whole lot to see of maybe the pump stations. But anybody that wants to come join us at that time, you're more than welcome to. So the 11th at 9 o'clock, we're going to meet at the village treatment plant, wastewater treatment plant, and go from there. And that's good for us.
Again, pump stations, no one in the meeting, so if you want. In case you want to get better, so we don't get...
That's another one of the boxes for EFC to check at this point.
That's a lot of weed whacking to do.
It sure is. But your guys have to go there every day, right? I mean, the village is checking those.
That's not part of the contract.
Well, I mean, our guys, you can do it in house, not the village.
Sure, okay. Sean's having a very difficult time doing summer.
All right, Travis.
Yes.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Getting in. All right, next up we got the HVAC system at the town hall on the roof. I think everybody kind of knows what we got. One side of the building has air conditioning and heating, and the other side, which is the code side right now, does not. Just an update, I have a family dance. They came in Friday, they were on the roof, got all the information. I mean, I called them today, they didn't get back to me. I mean, it was kind of quick. I mean, it's got to give them a few more days at least to come up with an estimate. And I got another company out of Kingston that's also going to quote that. So once those numbers come in, we're probably going to have a, a quick emergency type of meeting just to approve it because of the our procurement policies and such like that to get that done. And we already got a price to, as far as, I think it was 24-ish parts to repair it. So like, from what I'm hearing from most people, if we can swing it and get this thing replaced, it definitely is the way to go. So, again, if there's state contracts, if anybody wants to investigate that,
that's expired.
Okay. But I did look, there is some rebates available through Central Hudson. Not that it's going to be a lot of money, and two of the contractors that we're dealing with are on their list. So, we, depending on what we do, we have a chance to get maybe $200 to $500 back on those units. Another one I just want to get, we can talk about is just to enter a contract with the Hudson Valley Collegiate League and also with the Coxsackie American Legion team if they're going to play baseball, just so I can sign a contract with both of those teams. And I got Ted looking at the contracts. The Collegiate League, being there's a clause which they signed last year that you can terminate it without cause. I mean, they kind of will use baseball, but they all did that a little bit, being, it was exercised in the past. But it was the same contract that they signed last year. So I'm looking for a motion to enter to two contracts with baseball teams.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn, second it by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried.
Did they get any money from the Steenberg grant?
From what I, this is a little tough on there. From what I understand, the Collegiate League is in receipt of their check for $7,500. And I don't know about the Coxsackie American Legion if they ever receive their money. I mean, the biggest problem I have right now is pricing on the fence.
Oh, okay.
We had a price, and it's not official price, but I think we had an $8,000 for a 6-foot fence last year. So through emails, we haven't spoken, and they said, well, if you want a 10 or 12 foot fence, just ballpark, $50,000.
Yeah.
So it went from 18 to 50. So I got calls into a few other
vendors.
So if it's that number, I don't know how we're going to, be able to get that project done. So we really got to, maybe these commodities and things, I don't think we're going to stay this high forever. I could be wrong, but it's just through the roof, and it's hard just to even get somebody to come out to look at something right now. And again, some of the other heating and cooling companies, they do have a couple of slots in their schedule. So if we get the number there, hopefully, we can get going on that. I didn't really entertain Dawn. I could ask him about that. We talked about the individual units. What do they call them? Split frames or something. But again, I don't know if that's going to be feasible because I think they are like $5,000 a unit, and just because it's central. But I'll still come up and try to entertain that a little bit to get their thoughts before we make them
install the rooms that don't have it installed.
Pretty much what I got on. Continuing in the senior center. What's our thoughts on that? I'm meeting with the Silver Lining Group on June 10th at 1:00 at Dutchman's Landing. So if anybody wants to come down, they got their normal meeting at that point.
Did we all receive those two applications?
Yes, so far, yes.
And that's almost a week, right, Liz?
No, I think that closes today. Didn't it?
Was it today?
Yeah. No.
Well, I thought everything was the 4th.
Yeah,
the 4th.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So once that happens, we'll set up a before next meeting. If anybody wants to be on interviewing process, one's the HR person. I got a list of the senior center. Jared's on the senior center chair, or I can work with it, Dawn, whatever on that particular one. Highway, from what I understand so far, there's no real activity on that position, and the same thing with the part-time code. So we got a few more days. If we're not successful there, we'll have to repost those jobs to get further advertisement.
Yeah, nobody wants to work. They paid
us at home
with
no more.
That's
worth
it. They're posted in the newspaper and on our website.
Get that person hired and they keep for like a July 1st. I mean, what are we looking at? I mean, I would think I would like to have somebody there.
I figure Friday's the last day. I highly doubt we'll get any more applications. So it's the two. Hold, do an interview hire the person at our next meeting and open it.
Right, get it
as soon as possible.
Okay, right. If we can get it before
we
can get it. And that would be like a soft opening, and the person could come in there and, you know, get the place set up a little bit. Had this set cemetery guys, they took down the awning that was a little torn and ripped. Again, we got looking for quotes. We haven't got anything back from them or any visits on that yet. We did, you know, they took the, what do we call it, like that storage bin that was by the door. Mm-hmm. We got that out of there today. It kind of makes sense. I think the guys were jumping up on that storage bin and getting on the roof that way. It was almost like a mini ladder. And that's how they started ripping down the security link. So that's done. We got that out of there today. Did a little bit of whacking, but it still needs a lot of TLC up there.
Who else around here did the one?
That's why I got shuffled into it. Maybe somebody in Kingston, or I can look around.
There's a guy in 32 that does some things.
Yeah.
Out past
Does BCL do that kind of stuff too?
Who?
Casco Glass? I don't think he does some.
Is that Timely Signs?
Hmm?
On 32?
What's the name?
Timely Signs?
Yes, I think that's
okay.
Yeah.
What's any feedback on the signage for the ambulance building yet, or are we still?
George said they came out when he was on vacation, measured everything. Hasn't heard yet back from him, so I'm going to touch base tomorrow.
Okay. It's plain white, Just lights up the sidewalks a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's all.
Can we advertise somewhere else?
Yes, on all the jobs? Yeah, I think we should. I mean, we could. We didn't push that over to Facebook. I mean, I think that's not a bad thing to do.
And then people can share it.
Then they can check. We can do the Facebook thing. I think with the code, whatever that was, it NISBOC. I mean, that was a trade magazine. That, you know, for
as far as the part-time stuff, though, I think Facebook fits the demographic of what we're looking for versus the Daily Mail. Like you're trying to get summer help from. It used to be the college thing, but all one summer job.
Well, actually, when you get down to it, the highway's the career position. We're looking for a CDL permanent.
Well, yeah, he's also
that's our easy.
Well, even doesn't have to even
slow it up.
You got that, and the code position. I mean, that could be a more difficult position to fill. So I mean, we could try NISBOC again with that, I guess, and maybe later we should have a discussion and see where we are on the number on that, because we have, we at least a range of where we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be important, and then the highway contract is what the contract is, so.
I think all those jobs on Facebook is a good idea because people see it. It might not be them who's interested. They might know somebody who might be.
I think we should push it out on Facebook because, I get the Daily Mail and I look at the headlines a little bit on my phone, and guess what? Normally it's still in the mailbox.
I work for the mailbox section of the newspaper.
Yeah, I'm not interested in the mailbox section. Apparently a lot of other people aren't. I mean, we got the same thing at the senior center. I mean, they're posting up a cook for the county at $13.65. It's full time, but it's $13.65 with benefits. So I don't know what
it's going to be. McDonald's at 17 and change.
Walmart's even
Right. No benefits, but you can go to Walmart. So it's kind of, the pricing is all over the world, and I guess everybody's got to pick on where they want to work and so forth. So.
All right,
Paul's going to and the single, I figured it out on a single just for my own benefit a couple of weeks ago. That the benefits there was like $11 for on a single plan on top of what you're already making. You know, but everything else is somewhat included.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anything else under continuing business that we want to have a conversation about? You guys are next up on the new business. We got. I don't really know what your topics were going to be in detail. So maybe
it's a personnel.
Okay, then we can close. We're going to. Jared is the guy we're going
to. Motion to go into executive session, including the town clerk, the two town justices, and the two town justice clerks. Nothing will be voted on, and when we come out of the executive session, we'll be adjourned.
Motion by Dylan.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Thank you, Jared.